The EU, like a deer in the headlights, stares down shortages now intensely facing Germany.
Many citizens, many medium-sized enterprises, and many businesses in general are under severe strain and have, of course, seen this not only at the petrol stations in recent weeks, but also in terms of energy costs for businesses, whether in the form of fuel or raw materials.
How can we reduce the demand? Because, of course, the least expensive energy is the energy that is not used.
While in the UK, the British economy continues to circle the toilet bowl, according to the IMF.
The International Monetary Fund has downgraded Britain's economic prospects more than any G7 country in its latest update on the state of the global economy.
Front and center, the fallout in Ireland continues after a week of fierce nationwide fuel protests that saw farmers and truckers block refineries, ports, and highways, bringing supply chains to a grinding halt. Over punishing diesel prices, global shocks, and Michael Martin's coalition carbon tax machine.
Government is now extending the temporary measures to reduce excise duty on petrol, diesel, and marked gas oil from the end of May to the end of July, postponing the increase in carbon tax from May until the budget in October.
The willful obstruction of public roads and the movement of vehicles and persons are offences under various statutes, including the Public Order Act and Road Traffic Acts. As part of our well-established graduated policing response in dealing with protests, An Garda Síochána is now moving to an enforcement phase in relation to those impacting on critical infrastructure unless they desist and disperse from these blockades.
How can meetings and meetings and nothing for the people? There's thousands and thousands and thousands of Irish farmers and truckers, business people, builders of every corner of this country are all over the place. Absolutely frustrating. They don't know whether they're going to be in business in a few months' time. And this is the result. Nothing.
Gas stations ran bone dry, traffic chaos choked Dublin, and emergency services scrambled while ordinary citizens bore the brunt. In a desperate bid to calm the anger, the government rushed out a €505 million support package that included lower fuel taxes and delayed the new carbon taxes, threatening to devastate ordinary Irish citizens. The damage runs deep, igniting raw fury at an establishment that brazenly places climate dogma ahead of Irish families struggling with housing shortages and the chaos of uncontrolled mass immigration.
What did Big Jim James Bond himself quote and do? He said, "We'll turn the army on our own citizens," which is reminisce of something that you would hear in South America. It is reminisce of a Pyrrhonist. And then we have the man that turned away from the woman in Kentucky not so long ago, but during this election, and we didn't want to hear. And all of a sudden, he's gaslighting the country, saying he's concerned. He's concerned about the 900,000 people on waiting lists. All of a sudden, he's concerned about the 60,000 people on housing lists. He's concerned about the 116,000 people that are waiting for HAP. That's what this government is concerned about. You're concerned about nothing, only serving yourselves.
Irish political party Sinn Féin rammed through its no confidence motion. The government countered with its own confidence motion and held the line, defeating the challenge.
Don't forget, folks, what's happening here in Ireland is happening everywhere. The amount of messages I get saying it's happening in Canada, it's happening in Australia, it's happening in Europe. This is a global agenda, 2030, right?
Taoiseach Michael Martin clings to power for now, yet the votes exposed a rattled regime scrambling amid public outrage as the Emerald Isle's people question how long distant globalist agendas will override their right to affordable fuel and basic national sovereignty. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We'll be right back. this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. Third hour is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Jay Dyer will be taking over for the fourth hour here, and I believe Rob Dew is hosting the War Room this afternoon. We have a lot more to cover in my final hour with you, including some breaking news here that, you know, I don't know, it shouldn't be a surprise exactly, from Zero Hedge. Trump's claim about the delivery of Iran's enriched uranium is baseless, according to Iranian News. So from the Iranian News organization MEHR, M-E-H-R, Iranian source in a conversation with El Arabi and El Jadid, Trump's claim about the delivery of Iran's enriched uranium is baseless. An Iranian source in a conversation with Al Arabi and Al Jazeera, only civilian ships can pass through the Strait of Hormuz through the routes specified by Iran. The announcement of a temporary reopening of the Strait of Hormuz has nothing to do with the current negotiations in Washington. We waited a few hours to make sure the ceasefire was established in Lebanon. After that, we temporarily opened the Strait of Hormuz. The announcement of the temporary reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and the ceasefire in Lebanon is part of the agreement. Negotiations on controversial issues with the United States are still ongoing, but due to Washington's extravagant demands, there's no clear prospect. Washington's demands in the negotiations are still unreasonable. The U.S. president's claim about taking Iran's rich uranium is baseless. Okay, so what part of it was true, I wonder? I mean, I don't know. I don't, how are we supposed to understand what's going on here? Donald Trump's come out. I mean, this is like the 10th time that Donald Trump has come out, said he has an agreement with Iran, that Iran has just come out and been like, no, dude, we did not say that. What are you talking about? It's crazy. Like, obviously, there was an agreement. So why is he adding all this other stuff on top of it? That's what really doesn't make any sense. If this was a good agreement, if this was like, okay, we're having a ceasefire, the Strait of Hormuz is open, like, that's fine. That's good. But then on top of it, he's like, oh, and they're totally going to give us their uranium. And they're just like, no, we didn't agree to that. What are you talking about? And so it's like, okay, was it a misunderstanding? Is Trump being told things that just aren't true? Like, where is the breakdown of communication? Or is Trump just saying this stuff, thinking that it will make it real? Like, I don't know. Anybody know? Does anybody, can anybody tell me what exactly the real agreement was? Because the authorities in our country who are supposed to keep us informed about this stuff just make stuff up, apparently. And endlessly. Iran bats down baseless Trump claim on handing over enriched uranium to U.S. as he declares Hormuz never again closed. Iran is like, this is temporary. It's not open fully. You are not taking our uranium. Like, what are you talking about? What is going on? It's crazy. Trump praises Iran for fully reopening Hormuz choke point. Iran's Araghchi says the Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open. However, Iranian official tells Fars, if the maritime blockade continues, it will be considered a violation of the ceasefire and the Strait of Hormuz transit route will be closed. U.S. mulls cash for uranium deal as three-page MOU peace plan takes shape. Trump claims the U.S. will get the nuclear dust. Iran officially denies. Peace talks reportedly happening on Sunday in Islamabad. Trump says most of the main points are finalized. It'll go pretty quickly. Odds of a permanent peace plan by the end of the ceasefire are soaring above 50% by the end of the month. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, it depends on a couple things. It depends on Iran being willing to give up their enriched uranium. Seems to be a sticking point. Was never an agreement in former negotiations up till this year when, as Joe Kin points out, the sleight of hand maneuver was engaged by Israel to change it from no enriching to the point of nuclear weapons to no enrichment at all. That has been the sticking point ever since. And Iran has no reason to give up their nuclear dust. Come and get it, right? It's just like, well, what are you going to do? Come and take it? Good luck. So I think we already tried that last week. Okay, so that's the first sticking point. An impossible ask of ours that they're just not going to ever agree to. And then there's the fact that the agreement of peace between Lebanon and Israel doesn't include Hezbollah, who's the people actually fighting Israel. So, and Israel apparently doesn't care about the ceasefire and is just going to continue operations anyway, according to Netanyahu. So there you go, folks. Again, you can say what you want, but like it's, you know, at the beginning of the show, I said, I don't know how much I believe this because we don't believe it. And it's just like you wait an hour and Iran comes out and it's just like, no, what are you talking about? We did not agree to any of that stuff. And it's just crazy. It really is. Because it just goes along with like the whole thing about Lebanon being included in the ceasefire in the first place. Trump puts this big threat out. Oh, we're going to destroy all of Iranian civilization. It'll never return. You have 48 hours to open the strait. Iran doesn't open the strait. But Trump says, oh, we've accepted the basis for negotiations. Iran backed down. They gave us this 10-point plan. The 10-point plan, according to the people that presented it to Trump and that got Trump's agreement, included a Lebanese ceasefire as part of the, you know, requirements, the prerequisites for the ceasefire to continue. And Trump's just like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, actually, it's not in the agreement. It's like it was. It was in the agreement. Israel violated it. So it's just this endless song and dance. And I'm telling you, Iran is the only party in this entire conflict that has consistent messaging. I keep hearing, oh, they're just lying. They're just dishonest. It's like this constant projection of like, you believe what Iran said, you idiot. It's like they keep telling the truth and the Trump administration just keeps lying. It's not my fault for noticing. It's really not. Iran keeps making agreements and then Israel and Trump violate them. You can keep calling Iran dishonest, but they just keep telling the truth. So I don't know. I don't know why you people are so brainwashed into thinking that Iran is just like constantly lying. They literally are the only people in this entire conflict whose statements you can actually trust. Even a little bit. But again, it's not about Iran. It's about what's happening here in America. And it's about the way that the Trump supporters, we are currently being lined up for execution, essentially. And again, it's just you think about the J6ers, you think about what happened throughout 21 and 2022. And you should go back and watch old stuff. I was watching some, you know, video from 2022, right as all these people were being arrested, all the January 6ers and all the, because remember, they said we need a shock and awe campaign. We're going to go after the influencers first. And like, you might have forgotten, there was a time where like the left wing was dominant online. Their clips were going viral. They were controlling the conversation. And right-wingers were literally like afraid to speak out. Half of them were like on the run, being arrested by the Fed. Like it was already, it got pretty bad. And without winning the election in 2024, Zach Rell, Enrique Tarrio, Stuart Rhodes, they'd still be rotting in prison for the next 20 years. Like I can't emphasize enough how serious this is and how beyond disrespectful the Trump administration is being to the genuine American concerns of his actual supporters. This idea that we're just too stupid to understand how great this is for America. The Republican Party is being set up to lose, and the Democratic Party has been continually radicalized for the last 10 years. And so we're in this dichotomy now where Trump is not doing the stuff he should be doing. He's not even doing what he's like legally allowed to do. He's not taking his prerogatives and his ability as the president to the nth degree, like pushing the envelope and seeing what we can get done and, you know, doing whatever we can and letting the Democrats try to stop us. Like, none of that. There has been none of that. But you see it with everything else. And I've got another example of this today. And this is the thing that's really frustrating. This is the thing that really is beyond disrespectful. Is we're sitting here going, we elected you to represent us. We elected you to deal with our problems. And we elected you for a 4-year period, at the end of which you have to have all of this done. Because we're in this false dichotomy. We're being set up because while Trump is not doing what he needs to do, even within the legal bounds, he's certainly not exceeding legal boundaries to actually do what is necessary. Screw the 14th Amendment. We're stripping citizenship of all the people who came over here and plopped out a baby. No, that's not how it works. Retroactively, we're stripping you of your citizenship and we're shipping you back home. Nothing even remotely close to that. Everything when it comes to America is this soft touch. We can't make the leftists mad. The instant that they start protesting, we back down. It's like totally pathetic. We're getting nothing done that we need to get done. But the left doesn't know that. The left still thinks Trump is as tyrannical as ever. And again, we talked about this throughout, I mean, everything, throughout all the ICE nonsense with the protesters being killed and stuff. This was the outrage that we were feeling, was that all he's doing is pissing off the left. That's all he's doing. Now, if you're pissing off the left, but you're also crushing the left, then that's fine. Piss off the left by decommissioning their systems. Piss off the left by deporting 50 million people in 4 years. Piss off the left by getting something done. We're getting nothing done but his rhetoric and his, you know, beating on his chest, you know, ego tripping is convincing leftists to be more radical, convincing them that they're in a life or death struggle, convincing them that he is a tyrant, but we're getting no benefit. So we get all the negatives of having a tyrant, but we don't get any of the positives, which there could be. Because if we're going to have a tyrant, I at least want him being a tyrant for us. You know, be a tyrant who tyrannically imposes the Constitution on a bunch of scumbag criminals. But he's not. He's not doing what he needs to do. He's not being a tyrant. He's not taking extraordinary measures to deal with the extraordinary circumstances that we're in. He's doing none of that. And the left is being radicalized even more than they ever have been. They are openly stating their plans. Right now, they have already issued arrest warrants for ICE agents. So Trump is still in power. We're a little over 1 year of him in the presidency with the Congress, with the Senate, and the Supreme Court. We have domination of all three branches of government, all four, you know, major bodies of our federal government are all in the hands of Republicans. And we're getting amnesty by the back door. We're not getting the SAVE Act. We're getting the Dignitad Dreamer 2.0 Act. We're getting war with Iran. We're not getting the SAVE Act. We're getting nothing. We get absolutely nothing. So it's just like, what are we supposed to do here? We have all of the power we could possibly give you. And in return, you are actually doing what the left wants you to do anyway. Giving people amnesty. Screwing your supporters over. So it's just madness. It is utter madness. And this is a great example of this type of thing. We, of course, cannot survive another 4 years of open border. We should have been deporting the same number of people that we were welcoming in. The 4 years under Biden, we should have an equivalent amount of deportations under Trump. it's a joke. We are less than maybe 2% of the way there. Maybe. The people doing this to us, the people who opened the border, have not been punished, the Alejandro Mayorkas, the NGOs that brought the people in, that gave them instructions, gave them maps, gave them money, gave them cheat sheets to say exactly what they needed to say, because this whole thing, again, just a ridiculous farce, similar to like we saw the story yesterday in the UK. They have undercover footage of the UK NGOs teaching immigrants to get asylum. You have to say that you're gay so that they don't want to send you back home because gay people get punished at home. Okay, so we are basing asylum claims off of immutable characteristics, but those immutable characteristics can be invisible and non-provable. So just anybody can come over. So you have NGOs that are training migrants to say the right combination of magic words, as if saying abracadabra, I fear for my life, suddenly makes your asylum claim valid and we legally are prevented from accepting it. Again, it's all ridiculous. The point of all of this is that the entire time that all these people were flooding over the border, the main drivers of that were organizations like Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities were the engine, along with the Hebrew Immigration Society. That was the immigration engine getting people into our country. To this day, nothing has been done to strip them of their nonprofit label. Nothing has been done to investigate their actions. If you're training somebody to lie in order to, defeat laws meant to keep them out, like, that's, you're a criminal. Nothing has been done. Nothing has been done to the Catholic Charities. Nothing has been done to punish them for their treason or undo the negative consequences they've had until the Pope criticizes the Israeli war. When the Pope comes out, Pope Leo comes out and breaks with Trump basically and says we shouldn't be supporting the war in Israel, or just that, the prioritizing of the Trump administration is out of whack. Trump yanks millions from Catholic Charities amid Pope feud. So this is what I mean. If at any point in Trump's administration he felt like doing literally anything for us, this is how easy it would be. If Trump got into office and said those Catholic Charities have flooded our country with migrants, we're stripping them of millions of dollars, great, I'd be so happy. He doesn't do that, though. He lets them take our millions of dollars of government funds, our taxpayer dollars. He lets them flood the border. He lets them, advertise against him. He lets them do whatever the hell they want as long as they're hurting America. But then the Pope insults him. He takes it personally. And now he's willing to take millions of their dollars. Now he's willing to. And it happens to have to do with Israel, because the only thing Trump is ever willing to do is for Israel. That's it. Nothing else. He would never in a million years take millions of dollars from Catholic Charities because they're harming Americans. It's only when the Pope goes against Israel, the Pope must be punished. Catholics must be punished for daring to break with Israel. So now he'll take their millions of dollars. Just like he would never in a million years take away the endowment of Harvard just because they teach that white people are intrinsically evil and that whiteness must be destroyed. Wouldn't ever happen. How could he? It's free speech. It's the sacred institutions. We must have government separating. Oh, they're protesting Palestine? Take their endowment, force them to change their leadership, force them to adopt our rule set in terms of what can be discussed on campus, bankrupt and destroy them if they refuse. Every single time Trump does anything, it's for Israel. It's crazy, but that's just where we are at this point. So you can be mad at us for recognizing this and noticing this, or you can be mad at Trump for not doing anything for us, despite the ability, the willingness to not just do what's necessary for Israel, no matter what, but doing it for like actually tyrannical things, doing things that he wouldn't do in any other situation. He just does it. You can sit there and go, Trump, these people brought in all these migrants. These people are your biggest enemies. So I'm like, ah, well, you know, they're Catholics and I like Catholics. It's like, oh, well, the Pope doesn't like your hair. And he's like, withdraw millions of dollars from the Catholic charities, bankrupt them right now. Okay, I think we see where his priorities lie. I think you see what he cares about, where he's willing to exercise his power. Do we just need to portray everything? I mean, does he know there are Nazis in Mexico? There are Nazis in Mexico, and they came over the border. We have to get a million deportations this year, Trump. It's for Israel. Can we tell him it's for Israel? Then will we get something done? Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Miami has helped provide vital services to unaccompanied minors for more than 60 years. But now it could shut down within a matter of months after the administration canceled an $11 million federal contract. Not because they are flooding our country with immigrants, not because they're taking taxpayer money to break American law, but only and exclusively because the Pope questioned the war with Israel. And now Trump is willing to do something that might accidentally help the American people. Whoops. Meanwhile, F it, just do it. Carville lays out Democratic plan to add states and pack the court to retain power. I know that we always say, like, this is the most important election. I know that, you know, people will get tired of us. You know, they claim that we're fear-mongering for just relaying to you what the Democrats' plan is that they are already acting on. So, yeah, I never even, like, finished making my point. But the point is that, like, while we're in power, while the Republicans have all of the power we can possibly give them in Washington, D.C., people in California are still issuing arrest orders for ICE agents. That's just how confident they are. And they're going to do it. So I hope everybody understands now. Look at the way Donald Trump has treated Alex Jones. Look at the way he's treated Tucker Carlson. Two people who've had their lives ruined because of their support of Donald Trump. Directly. Tucker Carlson was kicked off of Fox and made persona non grata because he reported on the 2020 election being stolen. And other things that were and airing the January 6th footage that they didn't want publicized. Supporting Trump supporters. He gets fired from Fox, becomes persona non grata, has to rebuild from nothing because of his support for Donald Trump. Donald Trump ignores him completely until a couple years later when he says he's an idiot, nobody should watch him, and he doesn't care about him. Alex Jones got sued because he supported Donald Trump. The first time anybody ever related Alex Jones to Sandy Hook in the media was 1 week after Donald Trump was elected. It was an attack on Trump, saying Trump is associated with this guy, Alex Jones. Alex Jones talked about Sandy Hook. Isn't Trump a bad person? The last 5 years and more of misery and chaos we have experienced here at InfoWars is a direct consequence of our support for Donald Trump. He throws us under the bus the minute it's convenient. All of the ICE agents that are risking their lives carrying out deportation orders, they will all be thrown in prison by the leftist, and Trump will say you deserve it. Everybody who's helping Trump right now will be on a Democrat hit list the minute they get back in power, but he doesn't seem to care because he's not doing anything to stop it. He's instead protecting his own ego and Israel, and that's it. So wake up, people. I will show you on the other side what the Democrats intend once they get back in power. If they succeed, they will remain in power forever. It's not even a question. The question then is how rapidly they put us all in gulags, and it's not a joke.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy. But one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com, Ultramethylene Red.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, band.video. I'm telling you, I only say the same thing over and over so much, but like, you gotta realize that they're actually going to do it. And we already saw a preview of this with January 6th. And honestly, it just makes me depressed knowing like what we're going up against, because we are actually I can't even put it into like serious enough words to get across. Like, working at InfoWars, it always, like, people would be like, oh, are you scared, like you're gonna be, I don't know, you know. It's like, well, you're making yourself the enemy of the establishment. It's like, yeah, but I'm just talking. We have the First Amendment. I don't call for violence. I don't, you know, just say things that are illegal. Like, what's going to happen? I'm just saying what I believe. And of course, it's always peaceful, and I don't lie. So, you know, what would be the issue? Sure, people can file frivolous lawsuits and stuff, but, you know, legally, government's never going to be able to do anything with me because I've got the First Amendment. It's a shield. It's, you know, pretty much invulnerable. And then you see that it doesn't exist.
There is no shield. It doesn't matter if you don't do anything. They'll throw you in prison for the rest of your life. And that's what I really have to wonder. I mean, now that the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys have been pardoned and are out again, you know, this was a positive development. But I mean, if Kamala Harris had gotten into office, she obviously wouldn't have pardoned anybody. They'd still be there for those 4 years. By the time, you know, 2028 rolled around, would anybody care? Would this be a major topic? Would it be enough to pressure whoever the next Republican president was to, either way, they'd be in jail for what, 8 years in the intervening time? These are guys who didn't do anything wrong. Do you understand what they did to the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers? These were people that weren't even at the riot in most cases. They were convicted of an unspoken conspiracy. You know who can be convicted of an unspoken conspiracy? Literally anyone. It means that somehow you telepathically communicated that you were approved of a criminal act, therefore you are eligible for punishment for that criminal act. Do you realize how crazy that is? That's what they did to Americans in 2021 and 2022. They ripped people away from their homes. They bankrupted them. They abused them endlessly. Some of them ended up committing suicide because of the abuse. Others are permanently injured for life, blinded in some cases because of abuse that they experienced in prison. At the very least, these people spent extended periods of time in solitary confinement, which is torturous. And they did nothing wrong. They didn't break a single law. No matter how much you want to stretch it, even if you want to go, well, you know, this guy in the Capitol fired a fire extinguisher and he wasn't supposed to. That's not who we're talking about. We're talking about people that never went in the Capitol. In the case of Enrique Tarrio, wasn't even in the same city as the Capitol. He was thrown into prison for 20 years. So going back in time, if these guys weren't pardoned, like the question is next time the cops come to pick up somebody that didn't commit a crime, are they going to be like Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Tarrio and say, we did nothing wrong, we're innocent, we have truth on our side, we'll subject ourselves to the system and trust that justice will be served, only to see in first person up close the way a trial is absolutely rigged? They threaten people to provide false testimony. They rely on that false testimony, even if the testimony is proven to be false with video evidence, as is the case where Steve Baker discovered video evidence that shows the testimony that put the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys away was fraudulent. This is different than the testimony we were talking about with Zach Rell. This was a testimony of Lazarus and another Capitol police officer who claimed they witnessed the Proud Boys do things. It was later proven on video they were not in the area they claimed to be in when they claimed to witness the thing happening. Could that happen to you? Could that not happen to you? If they have people in the federal court willing to testify to false testimony, willing to ignore video evidence that would exonerate you, how could anybody be safe? What's going to stop them? So, you know, the question is, next time they come, I feel like we'd be looking at the choice of, okay, you can either be put in prison for life or like die in a blaze of glory. Because if I haven't committed a crime, I'm not letting myself be arrested. That's not the way this works. And I haven't committed any crimes. So you try to arrest me, it's not going to happen. I don't know. I don't know what to do at this point. This is why it's so like freaky to imagine. Can you not imagine a time 5 years from now, Democrats are in power, they packed the Supreme Court, they're issuing arrest warrants for people on the basis of their very dangerous ideas they're spreading. And suddenly people like myself are getting our door kicked in by the FBI and we're dragged away in the middle of the night. I mean, do you not see this as a possibility? Do you not understand where we're headed? Because the Democrats understand. And I can't believe that the Republicans in power, like, I don't get it, man. What do these people think is happening? Even the likes of J.D. Vance, who we were talking about yesterday, where he's going, guys, calm down. I know you're mad about the Iran war, but look, we got great tax breaks and we got, you know, lower immigration now than we had before. Meanwhile, the Democrats are sitting there salivating like wolves outside of the gate, just waiting for the paddock to be opened, just waiting to go in and just tear us all from limb to limb. And we're sitting here like, you've got wolves to kill. You've got danger right there that you need to defend us from because they're coming after you even before they come after us. So like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What do you think the future holds? On his podcast with Al Hunt, James Carville explained, if the Democrats win the presidency and both houses of Congress, I think on day one, they should make Puerto Rico and D.C. a state and they should expand the Supreme Court to 13. F it, eat our dust. Carville, curiously, for being on a national podcast, seriously suggested the Democrats should keep this plan quiet. Says, don't run on it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. Again, you know, what do you say to this? Like, you've got half of our population that votes for the Democratic Party who will be driven to madness on the basis of claims that Trump is destroying our democracy. And they can't even explain like what that means or how it works or what the threat is. It's just nonsense. They're just like, Russia exists. Therefore, our democracy is rigged. It's just total nonsense. Meanwhile, the leaders of the Democratic Party, the most influential, popular, and well-known members of the Democratic Party, not fringe characters, not far-left progressives that say crazy stuff all the time, the heads of the Democratic Party, all of them, by the way, the Pritzkers, the Carvilles, the Pelosis, like they all are saying this. And they're openly acknowledging, if we tell the truth, no one will vote for us. If people knew what we were going to do, they would never let us take power. Therefore, we must unilaterally and in a conspiracy hide what we intend to do from the stupid gullible voters so they vote for us thinking we're moderates, and then we can pack the court, rig the elections, and never let go of power ever again. That is literally what they're planning on doing. This is why it's like this isn't just like, oh, it's another election, this one's the most important one of all time. The Democrats are telling you that they have a blueprint so the Democrats never lose an election again, and they're going to implement it. 100%. They're going to give citizenship to everybody that arrived. So that alone will never win another election again. 30, 40, 50 million people from the third world all become citizens, all get to vote in our elections, all vote for Democrats. That's it. We're overwhelmed. It's done from that alone. Maybe you want to question that. Maybe you say, hey, I don't think they should be able to just give everybody citizenship. What are you going to do? Take it to the Supreme Court? Guess what? They're going to add four members to it. They're going to create a permanent majority in the Supreme Court that will allow them to do whatever they want. You think the Constitution is going to protect you? Who's the final arbiters of the Constitution? The Supreme Court? They're going to pack it. So what recourse are you going to have? Again, the immigration thing. They're going to give them all citizenship. They're all going to be able to vote in our elections. That'll be it. It'll be over. Any, you know, radical leftist like this that gets in, like Abigail Spanberger, will do the whole popular vote thing so that her state pledges its electoral college votes to whoever just wins the nationwide popular vote. So, like, you won't be able to vote your way out of this. You won't be able to argue your way out of this in court. You won't even really be able to, you know, whip up concern for this, because all of the people that supposedly endlessly prattle on about their love of democracy and our sacred Constitution, they're going to go along with all of this. They've been told the greatest threat to the Constitution is Donald Trump, and that what James Carville is suggesting is somehow defending American values. So, like, what do we do? What do we do? Because this is not climate change. This is not some vague threat that doesn't actually exist. This is real. It's coming. These people are insane and radical and vicious. They already have thrown innocent people in prison for 20 plus years because of their political beliefs. And they got away with that and are getting away with that as we speak. The very same people that did that are still in the DOJ, still running operations. So, like, frankly, I think we should have turned against Trump a long time ago. I think everybody should have recognized what's happening in the Trump administration and the current Republican-led government is so woefully inadequate to deal with the problem that we're facing. This is an existential crisis. Do you think that the modern American police will refuse orders to go confiscate guns or go arrest people whose crime is a speech crime? Even if now you think that there's still some remnant of humanity left in the average American, that they even have the capability, will, or intelligence to know an order is illegal, let alone to stand up against it. If you still think that we even have a remnant of that left, which I would seriously doubt, because we've seen it before, because we saw during Katrina, I mean, this was 20 years ago, during Katrina, there's videos of National Guardsmen going door to door, collecting guns, talking to the camera, saying, this is so weird, this is so wrong, this is unconstitutional what we're doing. Let's go do it, and just going and doing it. So it's not even a question. But even if you thought, like, well, you know, Democrats might try to stuff, but, you know, try that here. You know, our police will never go along with it. Why do you think they're replacing your population with foreigners? Why do you think they're accepting illegal immigrants as police officers in places like Oregon and Chicago? Yeah, maybe the good old boy who became a police officer because he truly believes in law and order, fundamentally understands it. Yeah, maybe he would have the tenacity to stand up against an illegal order. Some dude from Bangladesh that the mayor slapped a star on, he's going to do whatever he's told. He's not even remotely American. Like, what? Why would he care? And again, it's like depressing that he's just saying this. James Carville is just saying this. This is how confident he is. This is how confident they are. He knows nothing's going to be done to stop this. He can literally say, and this is like five, I mean, this has been a threat forever. They've been promising to do this forever. And forever, it's been like the same, I've used the same metaphor, which is like, we're in power now. Like, we have the gun. The gun is sitting on the table. It's within our reach. It's ours. We have it. And James Carville is about 50 yards away, and he's yelling at us. He's going, I'm walking over there, and I'm taking that gun, and I'm shooting you with it. And we're sitting here with the gun, watching him walk closer and closer and closer. And every step he takes, he's promising again, soon as I get to you, I'm picking that gun up, and I'm shooting you in the face. And he's serious, and he's going to do it. And he's walking. And the whole time, we're sitting here going, but you shouldn't. No, but you're not supposed to shoot the gun. But I have the gun, though, so why would you be threatening me with the gun? He's just walking over, and he's just going to walk up and pick up the gun and shoot us. The thing is, we have the gun. The thing to do now is to pick up the gun and shoot the guy that keeps telling you he's going to shoot you. If anybody took this seriously, that would be, like, the necessary and inevitable reaction. Like, I don't even want to pack the Supreme Court, but hearing James Carville say we are packing the Supreme Court if we ever get back in power, the only thing to do then is go, okay, guess what we're about to do? Because what are they going to say? No, you're not allowed to do that? Okay. But you're going to. So we're just doing it before you. You're just mad we're doing it first. Why can Republicans not take on that mindset? What do they think do they think the Democrats are going to say, you know, those Republicans had a chance to pack the court and they chose not to. And we should reward that respect of our system since we love it so much. He's on a national podcast telling Democrats lie to the constituents so we can get extremists in office. Openly, he is announcing that. He is publicizing that. The need of the left to pack the Supreme Court is obvious. Many of the proposals coming from the left are clearly unconstitutional. You will need a partisan majority to make political changes that these figures hope will give the Democrats a lock on power for years to come. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This is what Carville said. In quotes, Quote, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. A Democrat is going to be elected in 2028. You know that? I know that. The Democrat president is going to announce a special transition advisory committee on the reform of the national of the Supreme Court. They're going to recommend the number of Supreme Court justices go from 9 to 13. That's going to happen, people. I believe him. I believe him because there's nobody on the Democrat side that would stop him. There's nobody that actually genuinely believes the thing they say. There's not one of them. If anything, what we're seeing here, and with these types of statements from every Democratic leader, they're all making these same types of statements. The thing we have to understand is they are all significantly more radical than we even understand. Like, we know they don't actually care about democracy when they claim to. Because it depends, right? If the Democratic will is the majority population, well, if the majority population is white, then that's bad because it's the majority forcing their beliefs on the minority. Then if the white people become a minority, then they can't be in charge because then that's minority rule. And that's the way it doesn't matter to them. So we know they don't believe in anything that they say. That much is obvious. We know every time they cry about the Constitution, it's literally just a cynical appeal to try to trick us into letting them violate the Constitution. But like, it's so much worse than that. They are actual radical communist socialists that are openly engaged in manipulating and destroying our system so that they can retain power forever. They're actually saying they're doing this. They are going to do it. Once they do that, there is no ability of us to legally or lawfully stop them from carrying out whatever the hell they want. It's just like, if we could just get this lesson into people's minds. But I don't even know if we can, because like literally, I mean, go. We should do an experiment. I don't know. I don't know what the reaction would be. I actually would like to see this tested. I'd like to see a Democrat deal with this. Explain to us why it's okay that the National Democrat leadership is telling their underlings, lie about your positions to get elected. They know that if they were honest, they would never get elected, and so they have to lie, completely destroying democracy as a whole. Because again, the democracy has, you know, our system, the electoral system in general, has sort of a self-correcting measure where if somebody claims that they're a moderate, governs as a radical, then nobody will vote for them again. Because you can't do that twice. You can't go back and say, look, I'm a moderate. All that radical stuff I did, that was a fluke. Vote for me again, and I'll definitely be moderate this time. You know, with an informed populace, nobody would believe that. But the media knows what's happening. They know how to cover this. They're collaborating with this attempt to subvert democracy. So they're not reporting on Abigail Spanberger's insane radical agenda in a way that makes it seem like an insane radical agenda. They're reporting on it as if it's moderate. They're lying to the people and telling the people that the radicals are actually moderates. So they're engaged in this as well. And of course, it doesn't even matter because once they're in power, if you get in power as a moderate, but you're actually a radical, and then you change all of the rules so that you stay in power forever and your party remains in power forever, then you can just keep being openly radical and it doesn't matter because the people that would vote against you have been disenfranchised, which is exactly what they did in Virginia. The public remains opposed to court packing and making D.C. a state. This is why Carville wants candidates to keep quiet on the plan and run like Virginia's Abigail Spanberger as faux moderates. Then, as in Virginia, they can move to fundamentally change districts and rules to guarantee their hold on power. It is their open, established, and advertised plan. And I really want to know if the average Democrats saw this, what they would think about it. They'd probably be fine with it. That's the success of the brainwashing that the American people have been under. Now, interestingly, this article that I just read, I'm not sure where it's from. This is from jonathanturley.org. Interestingly, it ends with a quote. Says, it's a mentality summed up by NEA President Becky Pringle. The question is whether rage politics can convince a people to destroy the very democratic system that has brought centuries of stability and prosperity. It's kind of a coincidence. The NEA, I assume he's talking about the National Education Association, which held their 2026 Leadership Summit recently. We have a video from it. So the publication says NEA's annual National Leadership Summit helps to develop activist leaders and prepare them with the knowledge, skills, and ability necessary to lead relevant, thriving associations and to lead in their professions. Our unified, strategic, and interdisciplinary approach to leadership development reinforces and supports key leadership competencies in 7 strategic areas. That sounds great, right? It's a federal program teaching educators to be leaders in their community. Should we take a look at what the meeting looked like? Clip 28 here. This is from a documentary called The Death of Recessed. Here was the NEA Leadership Summit in 2025. Let's watch.
I love the model right now of what the Satanic Temple is doing when they keep doing all the prayer circles in schools for other religions. That's a good model to use.
Not a time to say, but I don't want to get political. Damn it, they're making our kids political pawns. They're making us political pawns. They're making our futures and our careers political pawns. It's time to play.
But you got to get to them first. Before the parent does. With the kids, if they need something signed, who should sign it? I said, whoever likes you the best.
Can you make sure books are more visible? You're not pushing it on them. We're not telling them to read it. But can you show them that those resources exist?
I'm curious, do you have specific resources for, like, Christian families?
I truly believe most of these brainwashed people, they just haven't had a chance to sit down and actually listen.
Tell me where in the Bible exactly you are upset with me.
Where in the Bible does it say I shouldn't be doing that?
I was torn. My faith teaches me to love everyone, but it also commands me to defend children. Jesus himself warned about this very thing. In Matthew 18:6, Jesus says, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea."
So again, that is the National Education Association's National Leadership Summit, where undercover footage shows teachers praising the Satanic Temple, calling Christians brainwashed, and encouraging students to evade parental approval. You saying, quote, "You've got to get to the kids first before the parents do." So again, it's like, is any of this being dealt with? Can somebody point me to a single instance of Donald Trump stopping the abject brainwashing and destruction of our children by the federal education system, or doing anything at all to prevent the oncoming tyranny of the left that is openly advertising their plan to pack the Supreme Court so they can do unconstitutional things to us? You point me to one thing Trump has done to address any of this, and I'll shut up about the Iran war. Deal?
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. You may not know that the vitamin B12 that's in that formula, which is methylcobalamin, you may not know this, but that ingredient alone is crazy expensive. I think the last time I looked at the pricing of vitamin B12, it was something like $10,000 per kilogram. I mean, it's insanely expensive. And so the fact that you can get a bottle of this for, what is it, like $22 on the alexjonesstore.com, it's unbelievable. I don't know how they're able to get to these prices. They've also got TMG in there. They've got CoQ10 in there. They've got vitamin B6 and so on. Also another form of folate in the same formula. The Ultra Methylene Red. And it's sweetened by stevia. So stevia, which is great. It's a natural leaf, you know, sweet leaf sweetener. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. The AlexJonesStore.com Ultra Methylene Red.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.